Lucy, we're here to talk about the dance archive today. So I guess I'm interested really in where this archive began, where the idea came from.
Yes, well, it was partly practical because we had boxes and boxes of things that I saved programs and news clippings from. I think I've still got some from college, you know, from when I've always been a sort of a natural archivist, I guess. So I had kept a lot of material from my early years as a dancer, and then once the company started, we of course kept all of our press and photos. We document all the works, so it was all becoming a little bit unruly, as I'm sure many people have experienced this phenomena. And the other reason that the archive was important was, I think, the company had some ideas about how to record what it did, but also to repurpose it so that the general community, both the dance community and the wider public, could access it, and that it could be meaningful to them rather than just, you know, a big lot of boxes with tapes and photos in them. So, and thirdly, there was one other reason for me personally, as an artist and as a choreographer, that the more detailed recording of the making of the works, so not just the final documentation, but the actual process of the making of the works, was something that I've been interested in having documentation of, so that you see the final product when you see the final work filmed, but that doesn't say everything about the piece. And that I felt that it would be important to look at how that piece evolved, because there's a very circuitous trajectory when you're making a work, and for me to just look back and see how those works were made was something that was helpful.
And can we perhaps talk about the sorts of objects and things that are in the collection that help to tell that story of the performance?
Yes, well, we have a lot of video of rehearsals. So there'll be a record of at the end of the first stage of development of a work, and then the second stage, and then the third stage. So there's a record of how the work's evolved. There are photos both in rehearsal and of the final performance. There's press clippings, reviews and preview articles. There's online articles and interviews of myself and other people talking about the work. We have some of the costumes archived. We also have articles that are written by some PhD students have written their thesis on my works, so things like that.
And you mentioned before that you envisioned it would be a useful archive for the dance community. What are you imagining the archive, perhaps into the future, could be used for?
Well, currently it's very useful for students because often a requirement of their degree course is to research and write about and speak about a choreographer. And it's something that, you know, our company's quite small. We don't always have time to respond to every request for information about the company and about the works. So the archive is just amazing because we can refer these students to the archive. And I guess the purpose of wanting to get some of it online is really so that, you know, anyone in the world can have access to this information. So it's partly, although it's a lot of work to develop it, but I think ultimately it will be a much more efficient way of delivering the information.
Mm. a lot of archives these days are starting to have an interactive process where the community can contribute to the archive or contribute, for example, comments. Are you hoping or envisioning that this archive might be able to do that at some point in time?
Yes, as much as possible, we want the general public and the dance community to be able to interact with the archive. And it would be fantastic if, you know, if people who were involved in some of these projects could also comment and respond to what they see on the archive with their own memories or their own experiences during that process.
Mm. I'm really interested in perhaps some of the most important objects or photographs, ones that you've identified as being sentimental or important for any reason to you.
Well, there's, I thought, just one photo that I think is probably one of my favourite photos, just visually, is a photo by Jeff Busby of Structure and Sadness, which was a work from 2006. And it has, there's an aluminium painter's plank, which is supported by a pivot in the centre, like a seesaw, and three dancers are on one end, weighting it down, and Byron Perry is kind of dangling off the other end. And it's interesting because it wasn't one of the photos I think that I initially was drawn to in the whole photo shoot that he did. But we went and performed in Frankfurt at this place called Musenturm, and they chose that photo. And I thought, wow, that is actually a really beautiful photo, and it sort of drew my attention to it. But it also, for me, it brings back these feelings that I had about the making of that work, which were very fearful because I was always worried, and we might talk more about that, but I was always worried that people were going to hurt themselves in that piece because of the nature of the set. Mm. In fact, in one performance, I remember that pivot. They had to set it up, and I was in the back of the theatre in the audience, and they set up the pivot. Kirsty had to set it up, and it wasn't in the middle of the plank, and they had to rock back and forwards on this seesaw structure, and they had to walk up and down the plank, and it would sort of tip from one side to the other. And I could see it wasn't in the middle because I had this distance, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether to stand up and yell out, stop, stop. But I sort of let it go on, and then they managed to negotiate this whole thing. And they knew too by that point, but they kept going, and so it sort of had this uneven tip from side to side where it sort of went... And then they'd walk back the other way and it would go, koom, because it had a short end. So, yes, it reminds me of that as well. And then lastly, this is a photo of our most recent work, Weather. And it's really a photo of the set and the set that it was a ceiling of white supermarket bags that kind of represented a cloud, or at certain times it's sort of almost seems like the ozone layer. And this is the rig being brought in onto the stage, and so you can really see the intricacy of those bags and the amount of work that went into putting them up. They are all put up individually. There's about 3,000 of them. So, and they just look really, there's something about the texture and the material that it just, yeah, it affects me very, very strongly. I mean, it's very difficult with photos. They don't really capture dance, but they do, yeah, they do capture a memory of a particular moment for me.
Mm. Mm. Well, I guess just in reflecting on the collection, what are your hopes for the digital archive and where it might lead?
The way that I imagine the online archive developing in the future, I think at the moment we've got 10 works, and there's photos and press and various information relating to those 10 works. There's a lot of other stuff in the archive, little bits and pieces, commissions, just little projects that never became performances. There's also the extended program that Lucy Guerin has, where we engage with other choreographers and dancers outside of the company. And it would be great to be able to have all of this online, but that's a mammoth task. And also, I just think the more ways that we can make the archive accessible and interesting and available to people, I think we can think of more ways of how to do that as well.
Now, obviously, making any digital archive is not easy, and it takes more resources often than what you would imagine. Can you perhaps step us through how you're going about creating the archive?
Yes. Well, initially we had to digitise everything. So that was that, and as you say, it just took so much longer and was so much more expensive than we imagined. And so that there was the digitising process, and putting everything into archival boxes and acid-free folders, and, you know, we haven't got in a controlled temperature environment, but we're doing the best we can. And so there was that stage, and now we're repurposing our website so that we're able to include the archive. And then we have our lovely archivists who've come in and developed a format for it, a structure for it, and so that's then all the information fits into there and then is uploaded onto the website.
So it's a bigger process than what it might sound initially, isn't it?
It is a huge process, and you know, it's been going for years, and I imagined, oh, it'll probably take about 3 months. but it's a really wonderful kind of awareness to have alongside all the other activities that we do, so that making new shows, all the stuff that goes on in the office, the touring, the, you know, the sort of high pressure short term things, to have this longer ongoing project that we really need to keep engaging with in the longer term is actually very interesting and quite beneficial, I think.
Are you aware of any other companies in Australia or worldwide doing similar things with digital archiving?
I know that Siobhan Davies in London has a very extensive and really wonderful archive of her company and artists associated with her company, which is she's been working on for years, and it's very thorough. And I did speak to her briefly when I was in London recently, and she was telling me about how, you know, all the amount of time that it takes and how you set up the back end and then it needs to be changed because it doesn't incorporate all the things you want to do, and that it's really a process of learning as you go along. There's no blueprint for how this is done. So, and I think I know Ballet Rombert of beginning an archive. I'm not aware of individual companies, though I'm sure that the larger companies have some kind of archive. And I know that the Arts Centre has taken, say, for example, the work of Gideon Obazanek, and has just been transferred to the archive at the Arts Centre, so, and they're archiving it. So, but because we're doing it ourselves, it's along with all our other activities, it's an interesting process.